Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, coming at you from Trevo's on this pre-holiday week. And happy holidays,
you can
everybody.
Say holiday week. It's fine.
Happy
it doesn't
holidays.
Have to be pre, really.
Well, and
happy
Hanukkah.
Started.
Hanukkah starts tonight.
All right, so it
See
is
that?
The holiday week.
As I learned this morning.
Andy Cohen. Everyone's you're not everyone's favorite managing editor. You're Captain Killjoy.
Yes.
Absolutely. But happy Hanukkah
or
to you.
No. Thanks.
Nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you too.
The thing you remembered to light a candle today, or you will tonight.
No, it's tonight at sundown.
And you'll remember.
Okay, Andy.
The menorah's out and ready to go.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Which your Catholic wife probably put out.
She did.
Okay. Exactly. Everybody's well, favorite managing editor, Joe Haley,
what
is
up?
Here.
What up? I'm here. I'm in the house, in the hizzy.
And he
oh my God,
drank
so
too
white.
Much Red Bull this morning
so
as well.
We are having a department holiday party.
We are.
Apparently you've
That's
already
why Joe's excited.
Nipped into the eggnog.
No. Ooh, I tried a free sample downtown on Saturday. It's disgusting. I hate eggnog.
What's wrong with eggnog?
I
I'm
tried
not a big
it.
Fan
it's,
of
it.
It's,
nah,
it,
I like eggnog.
It kicks in the gag reflex.
Ew.
Okay.
I tried
Michelle
it.
Bell,
not
editor
delicious.
Of Supply of Global Resources
yes.
is here.
Hi.
Michelle, you just put your magazine to bed, shall we say?
Yes.
And what's the cover story?
To bed.
It is the best of business plans for 2012. We kind of cherry-picked the best ideas from experts in the industry and outside the industry and have them ready for suppliers.
So suppliers will have that in their mail boxes by the new year.
They will. And we also have a feature on the distributor sales reps of the year, which would be great for suppliers to target.
Absolutely. All right. Vinny Driscoll is in the house. He's going to be answering your phone calls, 215-953-4979. We have a great topic today, Andy.
Yeah we do.
Top tips, mm-hmm. top tips for making more sales in 2012, and who doesn't want to do that?
Everyone does.
Everybody does.
Everyone does.
So if you have any questions or have any tips for making more sales in 2012, give us a call, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the line, Joe, what are we going to give out today?
$25 Visa gift card.
Right in time for the holidays.
Right in time for the holidays.
All right. And Rooster will be making lovely sound effects. Maybe he'll even have some holiday sounds for us today. You never know with Rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doos.
All right, Joe, tell
confused
us
them.
What else is on tap for today's show.
Who were the most liked companies, meaning on Facebook, for 2011? Andy has a look at that and is going to tell us, you know, what that means to all of us.
CounselorMag.com.
Yeah, that's the most
possibly.
Liked.
What business can learn from the Ritz Carlton? And our own little frou-frou editor herself will be giving us a little insight there.
Well, we had the ASI Power Summit at the Ritz Carlton Laguna Niguel, and I think there's a lot for people to
they
learn.
They deserve all the props they get at the Ritz.
Very good. Awesome. I have the top QR code fails of 2011 and how to avoid them. 6 keys to masterful deal making. That's masterful deal making from Andy Cohen.
All right. We'll look forward to that, Andy.
We have 5 brands that will most likely be gone by 2015. Womp, womp, bye-bye. The 10 best commercials for 2011. We have a look at that. Our favorite things as well, just prior to the holidays. But we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. All right. We begin this morning with industry wheeling and dealing. Top 40 distributor Brown & Bigelow has merged with Newport Beach, California-based distributor The Brand Market. The Brand Market will maintain its identity and website, but be absorbed into Brown & Bigelow's Tustin, California office. Kathleen Watts-Smith, founder of The Brand Market, will hold a key sales role with the company. More top 40 deals now. Distributor Axis Promotions has reached a partnership agreement with Advertising Concepts. The deal will result in a combined Axis office in the New England area that's expected to open by the end of June. On to general economic news now. A new survey from the National Federation of Independent Business shows that small business owners had a rosier outlook about the economy in November, marking the third straight month in which optimism increased. Finally, 'tis the season for corporate gift giving. Employers are spending an average of $42.52 on gifts for staffers this holiday season, an increase of nearly 20% from last year, according to a new survey from ASI. Also, companies have increased their spending on gifts to clients by 14% this year. You can find all the details in Promogram today. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of Joe Show, The Joe Show.
The Joe Show.
In Promogram today. Joe, what's hot this holiday week?
Oh, something to keep your head warm, Andy. We have hats and wraps and things to keep your head warm. Hey, and my wife's company, they're actually giving out logoed products to all their employees this Christmas. They had 5 to pick from,
nice.
Coming from an industry supplier, working through an industry
So what was one of the products?
A cooler on wheels. So
Nice.
And the average cost of them, the five products, between $45 and $50. So
that's right in the range.
Spot on, Andy. That's spot on.
Right in the range.
That's great journalism.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Andy Cohn.
We are going to take Bassinet for that.
We're going to take calls now. We want to give you tips for making more sales in 2012. If you have any questions or comments about that, call us right now, 215-953-4979. And, of course, we'll give you a Visa gift card if we put you on the line. And on line one this morning, we have Christopher. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I'm from Southern Jersey, actually. Very close by to you guys.
And do you have all your holiday shopping done?
I do not. I still have a lot to do. So I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well, that's very good. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah. And Andy will give you his gift list later.
I will.
So what's your question?
Well, being that this year, you know, this time of year is a time for all these top lists, you know, top songs, top movies, give me your best sales tips you've heard all year.
Best sales tips you've heard all year? Well, Michelle, you have some of them in your current article. Andy, anyone?
Good, better, best. Good, better, best. When you go to show your clients, you know, samples, if they want a polo shirt, give them a good shirt, a better shirt, and a best shirt. Three options, and they're more than likely to pick that one right in the middle.
Well, here's one that's a perennial favorite of mine. Ask for the sale. How many people do that?
Too many people don't.
And a sales call, a lot of salespeople go out, give a great, you know, demonstration, do everything right, and then they leave without asking for the sale. So ask for the sale is my top tip.
Yeah, I'd suggest a couple things. One, like Melinda's, is perennial. Start a referral program. You know,
how many distributors do you think, Christopher, have referral programs in place? What percentage would you say? Christopher?
Was that to me?
Yes.
What percentage have programs in place?
Yeah, how many distributors do you think have referral programs in place?
Well, I know I do, but I think the percentage would probably be somewhere around maybe 30 or 40%.
Oh, my gosh.
Am
Christopher
I right?
has been reading Counselor magazine. It's about 30%, correct. It's the number one way that distributors find new business, yet less than a third of distributors actually have formal programs in place. So that's a good one, Andy.
Right, yeah. It's important to make sure your best advocates, which are your customers, your happy customers, are actually marketing for you through referrals. So make sure you do that. And the second thing I would say, which is important for right now and going into next year, is to look after the election market. Obviously, the election market is going to be huge in 2012, so that's a place where distributors can really ramp up their business for next year.
I would say look at small venues that could turn into larger things. For example, I was at a neighborhood Christmas party the other day, and I brought some samples with me of things that I had in my office that suppliers have sent me throughout the year. You wouldn't believe how many people came up to me at the party and said, you know, my company would love to do these things. Where can I get them? Mm-hmm. So I collected all their
you
names.
You probably could have made some sales
I
right on the spot.
But I collected their
been
names
a distributor.
To give them to distributor friends of ours. But, I mean, I think just remember to bring samples with you and give them out at, you know, any place that there's going to be a gathering of people.
Great idea.
Self promos and solve problems. Just don't sell products.
Okay, that was a lot of S's. All right, Christopher, I hope that helps. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Marion. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Marion, what's your question?
Well, basically, I'm just looking for advice because I'm looking for a sales approach that will really set me apart from my competitors. I'm not sure where to start.
Okay, so you're looking for a sales approach to set yourself out apart from your other distributors.
Do self-promotions. No one does them. That'll set you apart.
Yeah, it's what Joe just said. You can't just be selling products. There's a lot of distributors that are, fulfilling orders and just suggesting product ideas where, they really should be suggesting marketing campaign ideas and then, you know, working backwards and, you know, implementing promotional products into those campaigns. So it's I would say it's being more of a consultant to your clients.
And a creative partner. Michelle, you judge every year. You help us judge the best self-promotions that distributors do.
Yes.
What's an example of something clever that you just don't see enough of out there?
For example, right now for the holidays, I got two self-promotion pieces from distributors, one from Bluegrass Promotions and one from Proforma, the headquarter office. The Proforma
have both been past winners of this.
And they continually do self-promotion. So good for them. But it's striking to me two things, that the amount of people who do not do them. Proforma's this year was really clever. They built it around coffee and cookies. So they gave people who got the promotions a travel mug. They gave them home-baked cookies in the shape of the letter P for Proforma. A pen, which doesn't have anything to do with coffee or cookies, but still really nice, which was personalized, which is a very nice touch. So it had my name on it, and a Starbucks gift card for coffee, and it with a nice note and a handwritten card from the owners of Performa. So, I mean, it's just something that makes a huge difference other than sending just an email, you know, greeting.
And you're absolutely right. Very, you know, not enough distributors do this, so it really is a way
We're
to
suppliers for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Marion, hope that gives you some ideas.
Okay, definitely. Thank
Have
you.
A great holiday. Stay Thank on the line you. For your Visa gift card.
You know, I would suggest also that you're going after and marketing to companies and clients in as many different ways as possible. Like self-promos is incredible, and in that you get attention and you get people to recognize you. But there's so many other ways as well. You know, I mean, just be doing social networking, revamp your website. You know, you create a mobile app for your company. Like, just get as active as you could possibly get so that you're reaching different people in different places.
Well, I really like Michelle's sample suggestion.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's perfect.
You know, people, not everyone's creative, and you have to show them things and,
right.
you know, to pique their interest. And, you know, just carry, like she said, carry samples with you wherever you go.
Journal books.
Idea.
In this day and age, I know people don't think that people use notebooks anymore, but I had some, and I brought them with me to this party. My
yeah.
God, people snap them up like samples at a
cool.
Chanel sale.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like samples at a Chanel sale.
You like that?
There
All
you
right,
go.
We're still taking calls, 215-953-4979. We want to hear your top tips for making more sales in 2012 or any questions you have about ramping up your sales. On line four, we have Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, ASIers. I'm in Toasty Jacksonville, Florida, not to rub it into you. More than
Ooh, I'd like to be
need
in
to
Toasty
say that,
Florida.
I am wondering what your take is on the success rate of broadcast emails. I send them a lot. I don't get many responses, and I believe that the products are cutting edge, innovative, and should garner more than it does. I don't send a lot of items. I usually limit it to maybe 4 to 6. But do you know, I mean, if people generally have success with this?
I think broadcast emails are not as successful as targeted ones.
Because people get them so much from any and everybody.
Exactly. And it also, it's not necessarily targeting the recipient's needs. And I think that's really what email marketing needs to do. If you're doing broadcast marketing and you're just showing off, you know, 4 products, that's not necessarily giving anybody an idea as to how to use the products or whether they can have them in their own campaigns. I would suggest trying to target your marketing efforts a little bit. So maybe you do it by market. You know, you come up with if you're targeting the education market, or, you know, you get all your education clients into a list and you can, you know, do a little bit more niche direct marketing to them through email. I think that's probably a little bit more successful than broadcast.
I have targeted it in the sense of sending for breast cancer awareness or
Nurses
this week, and I don't know if you're talking about more finely tuned than that, or would you think that would qualify for targeting?
I would suggest trying to be even more finely tuned than that. Certainly, that's good, but then I might only target that kind of, you know, breast cancer awareness type of promotion towards your nonprofit clients or clients you know that are necessarily going to promote around that time. You know, because then if you're just sending that to a random manufacturing client, you know, they're probably not interested, and your open rate on that's going to be pretty poor, I would imagine. You know, so I would suggest that you know, yes, that's good. I like the idea of targeting to certain promotions. But then I would mine your list a little bit so you're not sending that to every single client on your list.
Okay, thank you very much.
I would make sure you do at least 3 things. One, make sure there's a purpose for the email. You know, why so? You know, it's good to look at these new products and they're neat and stuff, but how can those people receiving it use it in upcoming campaigns, promotions, and such? Two, make sure you're very careful what you put in your subject line, too, because some of those might be going right into a spam filter depending on what the words are. And there's certain words, you know, like free samples, those types of things, that's automatically going to put it into a spam filter. And the other thing is that got to be a call to action. I mean, it has to be a call to action. You know, call us by Wednesday, you know, for a discount rate on this. You know, call us by the end of the week for this hot special, whatever. There needs to be a call to action. You just don't want to put it out there where someone sees something neat, but they don't know how to use it, you know, who they're supposed to get in touch with, you know, what the, you know, purpose is of the email.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling ahead and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay.
Happy holidays. On line one, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey,
Bob,
how are you?
Merry Christmas.
I have a question for you. We always keep talking about a referral program. Have you got some tips for me on what works best or is most effective?
Joe's looking at me.
What looks what works best and is most effective for referral programs?
I think to offer an incentive. To
I was just going
to
say that.
To do that, either offer them a percentage off their next order or offer them a discount on, you know, campaign self-promotion items, something like that.
Yeah, I think incentives work well. You know, if you have if you can put a specific policy or program in place, then giving people a motivation to give you referrals is really key. Also, I would suggest that it just becomes part of your sales process.
I was just going to say.
You know, it really should be almost every part of your, like, everyday interaction with clients, in a sense. So if you're sending them an invoice and you know that, you know, after an order's done, and you know that they were satisfied with the order and you know that everything went smoothly, that's a perfect opportunity to then be asking them for a referral to somebody else in their company, you know, another department in their company, or for anybody else outside that they might have contact with. You know,
really, every positive communication that you send out to a client can have a footer or something like that at the bottom.
You know, and the important thing there, Andy, is that you said you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
You have to ask for the referral. Yeah, just like the sale, you have to ask for it.
Yeah. All right, Bob, hope that gives you a few good ideas. I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you very
and
much.
And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line five, we have Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
You too.
It's almost here. I've been in this business for over 20 years, and I do several self-promotions every year. And in the 20 years of self-promotions, I probably have only done one or two that have never been picked up by a client. So when I do my self-promotions, I try to give my customers and prospects something that's useful, either in the business or the home, that they can then think about ways to use to promote their business. And it's just worked really well. And the other thing I try to do for my year-end gift is make an in-person delivery. And it gives me a chance when I'm going to an upcoming trade show to talk with them about what their marketing plans are for the next year and see, be looking for them for things for them at the upcoming trade shows.
Sharon, so what's the latest, most successful self-promo you did this year?
I did a camping lantern. It was it cost me, I think, around $5. It sells for around $9 to $10. And I had gotten an email promotion, actually, from a vendor and saw it, and I brought in a sample. I never do a self-promotion without bringing in a sample and looking at the quality. And these have been so well received. It's just been amazing. And I have an electric company that's interested in ordering them, a retirement community that's interested in ordering them, and I'm sure I'm going to get two or three orders. Unfortunately, they only come in two colors from this particular vendor, green and blue, but they were new, hadn't seen them anywhere else. And, you know, just for that, the perceived value was a lot greater than the cost of the product. They came in a white gift box. And I added packaging, and it's the first time I have done packaging. And I ordered some bags from bag makers that they fit in perfectly. It's like a little square chrome coat type bag that just has two handles. And I've had a jewelry store who is a very good customer of mine and also a pharmacy company asking me about my bags. So I may wind up with a double whammy here, which is really great. But you know, if you're in the business and you don't do self-promotion, shame on you. That's all I can say. Because
you're right.
They work. I think probably the most creative one I ever did was with a deck of cards, and I split them out. And, you know, I took the aces and said, you know, our customers are all aces to us. They're the king and queen. We treat our customers like royalty. Came up with all these little phrases, and I sent out, I think, five separate mailings. And I sent them first a blue velvet box that was empty. That just had our logo on it, and told them to hold on to it for things to come. And then I, over the course of the next 6 weeks, sent out five additional mailings. And it was just really well received. And then I had one of my customers pick that promotion up and do it for their business.
Wow, Sharon, you are super creative.
That's
great.
You've given so many tips in this call in terms of what – you know, what to do right with both self-promotions and dealing with clients. It's obvious that you've been in the business for a while.
I mean,
thank you.
It's the creativity and the packaging. Who would have thought that you know, assisted living places would hire lanterns. I mean, so
absolutely. When well, I like the idea of using useful items. We know that people keep useful items, but yet she found something a little bit creative that is also useful.
Absolutely. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for all the great ideas. We appreciate you calling. Sharon, call us back and have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you very much.
On line two, we have Joe. Wow, another Joe in the show today.
Is this legal?
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I've actually been sitting here. I picked up quite a bit of information and tips here this morning.
Good.
But one question I have is that I've noticed that, especially this year, a lot of requests I've gotten where they've been pretty much creative in some of the items they've requesting. And with ESP, it's been kind of limited in finding some of this, some of the things that they want. Is there another suggestion as to, you know, in those situations and what to do about that? And either in looking for items or would you, because some want the specific thing that you request. And if you send them something similar, I don't really know how that really goes over. And I was just wondering your feelings on that.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of clients out there that are very creative and have gotten educated about the possibilities of promotional products. So you could be getting a lot of like custom type requests. I would suggest that you talk to your suppliers. You know, they might not have specific things in their catalogs and on ESP that match the client's requirements, but they might have access to that sort of thing. So that I think that's where you need to call your best suppliers and have some conversations with their people and try to see what they can spec for you, because they'll do spec custom samples. But you have to ask them, and you need some lead time on that. So I would suggest going to the suppliers and saying what your client's looking for, and talk to them about how you can fulfill that need.
Good tip, Andy. Well, good luck, Joe. Thank you so much for calling. Have a happy holiday, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We have time for one Facebook question, which I'm going to pull the group here. The person has asked. This is from MEBA43. At AOL.com. Based on all the info we have with regards to the economy, do you feel 2012 will be a bigger and better year for promotional products? And if so, how can we secure it? Andy, is 2012 going to be bigger and better?
Oh, yeah. One
Absolutely.
Word. Elections.
Elections.
That's a big reason why. I think the economy is going to be better anyway, so I think that will trickle down to the marketing area and promotional products as well. But the election market, as I said before, is going to be huge in 2012, a record breaker, and not just at the national level. Obviously, the presidential election will get a lot of the press, but local elections, when there is a presidential election, are so much more well attended. So the local politicians
Absolutely.
Are huge. Marketing to that as well. So when the audience is bigger, the marketing to that audience is going to be bigger as well. So that's something that distributors can certainly capitalize on.
Michelle, 2012, is it going to be bigger, better? Bigger and better?
Bigger and better. I'm basing that on the people that I interviewed for Counselor's Power 50 list. I interviewed some of the heads of the largest suppliers and distributors in the industry, and they all said across the board, an average about 5% up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's pretty
big opportunity that you see.
I do. I think that's a pretty good assessment.
All right, I'm going to go with bigger and better too. I agree with Andy that elections are going to be huge. I'm going to say to target HR departments and hiring managers, mm-hmm. because I think that the job market is going to bounce back a little bit, and especially looking for talented people and salespeople, and HR people definitely need promotional products in their recruiting efforts. So I'm going to go with that, Joe. Bigger and better 2012? Are you going to be the naysayer?
No. Bigger and better. But everyone keeps stealing my thunder. I agree with HR departments because I think companies are getting back to hiring people. There's going to be
work there.
Oh,
and wellness programs. Read Council November issue. Sorry,
you just took Joe's thunder.
Did I just steal your thunder?
Wellness programs.
Talk about wellness programs.
Well, if insurance costs keep going up, it makes sense for companies to have wellness programs in place for their employees to help stave off some of those rising costs.
Makes sense whether those prices are going up anyway.
Well, that's true.
Wellness programs offer real fantastic bottom line ROI to companies.
Sure.
When you use an incentive in a wellness program, it increases participation. And what's the ROI in a wellness program? It's
3-1.
3-1.
Yeah.
Crazy ROI.
Elections? but also education. I think education mm-hmm. is going to continue to be a big market. More area schools have been in the news this year, working with corporations, taking advertising in there, taking advertising dollars. I mean, if budgets are being cut, they need to find the funds someplace. So I think there's going to be more companies advertising, working with schools, and I think that with colleges, too, a lot of them are starting to lower rates, you know, to make them a little more, you know, comparable private schools with the public schools. So I think that there's going to be a recruitment effort with some of these universities and
really
colleges.
Really lowering their rates?
There has been stories about that.
Really?
There's a local one.
Overall, it's probably raising, but there have been stories about individual
colleges. No, some are.
Yeah.
As I'm saying, some are. So then it becomes you know, a little bit of a battle. Like,
well, others match.
We want you to come right. to our school and stuff like that. Right. So, you know, hopefully it works.
All right. So we're all feeling very bullish in the room. That's good. We are going to pause right now for our break from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Michelle is going to tell us five brands that we are not going to see in 2015.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio. We're all bullish on the economy next year. However, not all companies are going to succeed in the coming years. Michelle's got some predictions of five brands that will most likely be gone in just a few years. Michelle.
I know one. I know one of them.
Okay.
Are you guessing or are you actually?
There's one that's
a guess, but it's obvious.
It breaks my heart, but go ahead, Andy, guess.
It's RIM, Blackberry makers, the maker of the Blackberry.
You know what,
though? They're going away.
Wait a minute.
No, they are.
But in some other countries, Blackberry is actually increasing in usage because government somehow can't monitor them. Something like that?
Yeah, I don't know anything
love
about that.
Oh, yeah, look at
but
that.
But they're so
no, really,
far behind on so many technologies.
No, there's other things that governments can monitor. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, and there was a huge worldwide like BlackBerry outage a few months ago.
That was fun.
All right, Michelle, what are they?
Interact with people personally.
Eastman Kodak. By 2015, experts say that they will no longer exist,
why?
Believe it or not, because they didn't keep up with technology
and innovation.
Missed
the digital photo trend.
Well, there's that.
Netflix, talk about a huge epic fail.
Because you can do
misread their clients, misread their customers.
I don't know that one's going away, though. I think they're actually kind of a smart company.
On demand.
Yeah, and on the internet and on all your mobile devices as well.
So why do you need Netflix?
You can rent it through Netflix as well. It's competitor to anything else that you're renting.
Ah, gotcha.
The next one is one that Joe and I were just talking about. Joe, what governmental agency will be going away by 2015?
Oh, well, Rick Perry thinks one of them will go away, right?
The FDA?
Nope.
Energy?
Not the EPA.
The Postal Service.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
Is that actually a government agency, though?
It's the U.S. Postal Service.
No, I know it is, but they don't get taxpayer funds. Like, they're not funded by taxpayers.
Okay.
The Postmaster General is appointed by the president, so therefore I'm...
Okay.
So why do they predict that they just can't compete with us?
They cannot compete. Well, first of all, the amount of mail being sent is drastically less than it used to be because of email and things like that, but their overhead is killing them. You know, overtime, pensions, things like that.
It's a remarkably inefficient process
they
have
fix
there.
It.
The quote here is inefficient and obsolete.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what else?
And the last one is Sears.
What's wrong with Sears? I've never stepped foot into a Sears, but
really?
I have never stepped foot into a Sears.
By the way, most of the reasons for these companies is a lack of understanding of what customers want, providing poor customer service, lagging on innovation, which is, you know, research in motion, truly they have kind of dropped the ball on that. Pricing missteps and insensitivities and ineffective management and outmoded business models. And the example they give is consider that Zipcar is basically kicking the butt of rental car agencies in different cities because they came up with a completely new business model.
Right.
So we'll have this online.
Check it out at asicentral.com/radio. We have just enough time for the editors to say their favorite products of the week. Joe, you've got a little hat there.
It's the Boom Beanie. If I didn't have headgear on here, I would wear
it. Put it on, Joe.
I open this up like this, and you're going to see that there's speakers in there.
The Boom Beanie?
The Boom Beanie.
Oh, I love that.
I got built-in speakers, and I can go skiing, and I can walk to school.
You look like Heidi.
This is great for winter resorts, for ski areas, for any type of promotion geared to high school students, college students. I think they'd love to rock this on the campus.
Are we going to see that on the Joe Show today?
We are going
to
see this on the Joe Show.
And I would love you to wear that the rest of the day.
This is available from Source Abroad, Inc. That's SI88242. And you can reach them at www.sourceabroad.com.
Andy Cohn, what's your favorite product of the week?
All right, I'm a big fan of infomercials, especially late night ones. Yes, I'm giving my sleep secrets away. But that bag that you could seal
Do you buy Cindy Crawford's like skincare products?
No, but I did buy the Little Giant ladder from an infomercial. Love it. Oh my
it's
god.
It's called the Little Giant.
It is called the Little Giant and it's fantastic.
I got it for Father's Day.
See
once.
That? Thank you.
It is awesome. And
so
we bought Snuggies.
Mine is an airtight bag sealer that locks the entire bag, and you can vacuum pack your food. So check that out. It's online right now, and it is available from Access East, which is ASI 30275.
And who doesn't want to vacuum pack their food?
I know I do.
I do.
Michelle, why don't you bring us home here with your favorite product of the week?
Mine isn't necessarily a product. It is an imprinting method from Bernie Karp where you can imprint with glitter.
Ooh.
Yes, you can add bling to anything. And you can see what I'm talking about on our website. It's from Bernie Karp, ASI 40261.
Check these products out on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Thanks to today's show sponsor.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone have a happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holiday. And we'll catch you next Tuesday. Same time, same place.